Jeremiah chapter 2. Furthermore, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your marriages, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness to the Lord Jehovah, and the first fruits of his increase, all who devour him will offend him. Evil will come upon them, says the Lord Jehovah. Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. What sin has your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and have become vain? Neither have they asked, Where is the Lord Jehovah, who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought, and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man lived? And I brought you into a plentiful country, to eat its fruit and its goodness, but when you entered, you defiled my land, and made my heritage an abomination. The priests did not ask, Where is the Lord Jehovah? And those who handle the law do not know me. The pastors also sinned against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Therefore I will yet plead with you, says the Lord Jehovah. And with your children's children I will plead. Pass over the isles of Chittim, and see. And send to Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there is such a thing. Has a nation changed their gods, which are not really gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be very desolate, says the Lord Jehovah. Because my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and dug for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot hold water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him, and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without anyone living in them. Also the children of Naph and Tahapanes have broken the crown of your head. Have you not brought this upon yourself, because you have forsaken the Lord Jehovah, your God, when he led you by the way? And now what have you to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what have you to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backsliding will reprove you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing, that you have forsaken the Lord Jehovah, your God, and that my feared reverence is not in you. Says the Lord God Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. Because in old times I have broken your yoke, and burst your bands, and you said, I will not sin. When upon every high hill and under every green tree you wander, playing the prostitute. Yet I had planted you a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then have you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine to me? Because though you wash yourself with lye, and take for yourself much soap, yet your sin is marked before me. Says the Lord God Jehovah. How can you say, I am not polluted, I have not gone after Balaam? See your path in the valley, know what you have done, you are a swift camel crossing her ways. A wild donkey used to the wilderness, that snuffs up the wind at her pleasure, in her time who can turn her away? All those who seek her will not weary themselves, in her month they will find her. Keep your foot from being without shoes, and your throat from thirst, but you said, There is no hope. No. Because I have loved strangers, and I will go after them. As the thief is ashamed when he is found, says the house of Israel ashamed, they, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets. Saying to a stump, You are my father. And to a stone, You have brought me forth. Because they have turned their back to me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble they will say, Arise, and save us. But where are your gods that you have made for yourselves? Let them arise, if they can save you in the time of your trouble, because according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Judah. Why will you plead with me? You all have sinned against me, says the Lord Jehovah. In vain I have stricken your children. They received no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets, like a destroying lion. O generation, consider the word of the Lord Jehovah. Have I been a wilderness to Israel? A land of darkness. Why do my people say, We are lords. We will not come again to you. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why do you trim your path to seek love? Therefore you have also taught the wicked ones your ways. In your skirts is also found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet you say, because I am innocent, surely his anger will turn from me. Indeed, I will plead with you, because you say, I have not sinned. Why do you go about so much to change your way? You also will be ashamed of Egypt, as you were ashamed of Assyria. Yes, you will go forth from him, with your hands upon your head. Because the Lord, Jehovah, has rejected your confidences, and you will not prosper in them.